Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
After another night of gunplay in which 13 people were shot and one died, clergy, community leaders, and politicians are leading a protest march from Brooklyn to City Hall. Our Roger Stern is with them and has a live report.
Larry, it's being billed as a Jericho march. That is a prayer march. Community leaders, faith leaders coming here across the Brooklyn Bridge to City Hall. Organizers say all faiths will be represented, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, all in an effort to curb the gun violence that has been on the rise in the city, which included a six-person shooting in Crown Heights this morning with one fatality. We're told that the Sergeant's Benevolent Association will be part of this ceremony today, along with Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live at City Hall.
Detectives have lots of clues to follow up in a killing on the Lower East Side.
Police officers found 33-year-old Fahim Saleh in his luxury apartment in several pieces, his torso on the living room floor, his arms, legs, and head apparently in construction-type trash bags because police say they have his entire body. Sources tell 1010 Winds the killer left the tool of his trade, an electric power saw, behind after he was finished with the decapitating and dismembering. This neighbor spoke to Eyewitness News.
One of the neighbors heard screaming and very loud noises when this happened. He just heard said screaming. He heard a lot of screaming.
Surveillance video shows a man attacking Saleh as they got off the seventh floor elevator into Saleh's apartment, where one cop on the scene told the New York Post, "This is ugly." John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
Saleh was a tech entrepreneur. He headed up a ride-hailing motorcycle company called Gokada. It began operating in Nigeria 2 years ago. Ghislaine Maxwell woke up this morning still behind bars, and that's apparently where she will remain until her trial almost a year from now. After pleading not guilty yesterday in the Jeffrey Epstein case, the judge denied bail. An interesting tidbit was revealed in that hearing. Maxwell is married. Prosecutors say she refused to reveal her husband's name. They say she's trying to hide the extent of her wealth. The office of New Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Graywall is investigating a fatal police shooting. It happened yesterday afternoon on Fairchild Avenue in Morris Township. Sources identify the victim as Tim O'Shea, the son of a former Morris Township police officer. The sources say O'Shea had attempted to take his own life and was threatening his mother with a weapon when cops tried to intervene. Tax day wasn't canceled this year, it was just postponed, and today your taxes are due. New York State Tax Commissioner Michael Schmidt tells 1010 Winds it's a good idea to file online.
E-filing is something we really encourage. Direct deposit is something we really encourage, and always take some time to double-check the information on your return.
He says taxpayers making under $69,000 can e-file for free using the state's program. It's called Free File. You can find it at tax.ny.gov. A 21-year-old woman was walking with her former boyfriend last night. They were pushing their infant in a stroller on Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. They argued. And police say the man choked the woman, then stabbed her and fled. The woman is in stable condition at St. Barnabas Hospital. The baby was not hurt. Police are looking for 25-year-old Carlos Gonzalez of Manhattan. Governor Cuomo updates New York's latest COVID-19 numbers. He says there were 831 new cases yesterday, pushing the statewide total over 404,000. 1.3% of COVID-19 tests were positive. There were 9 new deaths. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says summer parties are contributing to the spread of the virus, and at least one infected person showed up at a 4th of July party in Holtsville. Since then, about a third of the people who attended that party have tested positive. A federal judge has denied a request by several national theater chains to issue an order allowing them to reopen in New Jersey. AMC, Cinemark, and others sued Governor Murphy seeking a temporary restraining order to invalidate his executive order keeping the theaters closed. We will talk to Governor Murphy live here on 1010 Winds at 5 this afternoon. The City Parks Department has announced that Governor's Island is reopened to visitors with limited capacity. The High Line opens tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.